Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All of us know how appropriate it is to show appreciation for one another. Someone helps you out, maybe you are not mechanically inclined and you have auto problems. They come over and fix your car. Or maybe you have something that's broken, you don't know how to fix it, your washing machine. They come over and take care of that. Or let's say that, you know, you have a number of things that are going on in your life and somebody steps in and helps you out. We know it is only proper and correct and right to tell people thank you. And when someone, if we do a good favor for someone and they don't say thank you, we feel pretty insulted. Yeah, thanks a lot. I did this for you, I did that for you. You don't even say thanks. What's the matter with you? But how easy it is for all of us when God showers us with many blessings in our life to forget to say thanks. We take so many things for granted. You know, in this day and age, it is said by the new generation, or it's said about the new generation, that they have this feeling of entitlement. You owe it to me. Mom has to give you this, dad has to give me this and that and everything else. You owe it to me. Why? No, I don't know. Just you owe it to me. I deserve it. I deserve extra. I deserve whatever I want. No. You don't deserve these things. You have to work for them. This feeling of entitlement, it's a very unfortunate attitude young people have. Not saying everyone, but a lot of kids, they have the attitude that they should get what they want because they're them. And that's the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. How many of us have that attitude of entitlement on the part of God? How often God blesses us and bestows so many graces and blessings and helps, and we just take it for granted. We take for granted our health. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have or can't do what we do. There are people that are blind. There are people that are crippled. There are people that have serious illnesses. And they're very limited to what they can do. We should be grateful to God for our health. We should be grateful to God for all the material things that we have in life. You know, it's not until you go to another country and you see poverty that you say, whoa, I'm grateful for what I have. It doesn't teach real poverty. From 1991 to 1999, after Bishop Carmona died, I was going to Mexico. You want to see poverty, there's real poverty in Mexico. People live in little huts with bare dirt floors. They don't have very much to eat. And what little they have to eat, they appreciate it. And they don't have the conveniences that we have. They don't have hot water. They're lucky if they have running water. I remember one place was outside of Veracruz, a beautiful church, I mean, hundreds of years old church, the whole town was traditional Catholic, and they showed me the room I was going to stay in, and they were very humble and very apologetic. We hope this is okay for you. I said, that's fine. This would be great. No worries. I very appreciate what you gave me. But there was a 5-gallon bucket there. And that was, they said, that's your wash water. 5-gallon bucket's rainwater. So, it's fine with me. Not that all of Mexico's like this. You go to some of the bigger cities, they're just as convenient, you know, with all the hot water and air conditioning and everything, just like the United States. But there are some areas of Mexico that are very poor, villages that are very poor. I was there for 2 days. And I remember I was washing my hair. And I got down to the last part of that 5-gallon bucket and I poured it over my head. And I said, "Dear God, I wish we had more rainwater." Like, this is it. I'm done. There's no more water to wash with. We take so many things for granted. That's the reason why, before we begin the canon of the Mass, we say the preface. "And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is meet and just. It is right and just, proper and rightful unto salvation, that we always and everywhere give thanks to thee, O Holy Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God." We need to count our blessings. We need to thank God, especially when he hears our prayers and blesses us. But we should always give thanks, not just when we get a favor, but we should count our blessings too. How good God has been to all of us. We were just talking about the material things, the temporal things, but what about the spiritual things? We have the gift of the true faith. We know about God. We know our purpose in life. We know about his Son, Jesus Christ. We know why he came into this world. We belong to his church, where our Lord instituted the 7 sacraments to help and sanctify us. We could have been born in some other part of the world, but we would have none of this. We could have been born in a third world country where we have no knowledge of God, or real knowledge of God, or no exposure to the Catholic faith. We had to count our blessings. And how do we show appreciation? Not at least telling God thank you, but truly if we show our appreciation by utilizing the things God has given us. You know, when we come to Mass on Sunday, we have the privilege of attending the Holy Sacrifice, the renewal of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We get to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. And that should be a very important part when we receive the Holy Communion, to thank our Lord for his many, many blessings. Let us not be like those other 9 lepers who just, they got cured and they just, "I'm done, I'm out of here. I got other things to do, I have my life to live now." No. Let's never forget, especially when we receive Holy Communion, to give thanks to our Lord. You know, there's a simple word we teach the children in school, the word acts. A-C-T-S. Acts. A stands for adoration. We owe it to God to adore him. He created us out of nothing. He keeps us in existence. Everything we have is from him. C stands for contrition. We should ask God's pardon for our many, many sins. T stands for thanksgiving. We should thank God for his blessings, always and everywhere. And lastly, S stands for supplication, petitioning God. Our Lord, he told his apostles, "You have not because you ask not." All you have to do is ask God and persevere in asking. And if it's good for us, God will give it to us. Because God is good. There are so many beautiful examples of this, but I never forget. Our Lord's telling the people of his time, what fathers out there, if your son asks for a bread, you can hand him a stone? Or if they'd ask for an egg, you can hand him a scorpion or a snake or whatever? He says, if you being evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more will God, who is good, give those who ask him? Well, when we pray, remember the word acts, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication. When we come to Mass on Sunday, what a beautiful thing it is. This is what the Church requires, this is what God requires. This is a part of the 3rd commandment, keep holy the Lord's Day. We come to church one day out of the week, 1 hour, to give thanks to God, to bless him, to ask his help and assistance, ask pardon for us, and adore him, the true and living God. We owe it to God to do that. I'd like to just lastly say, If we want to have an attitude of thanksgiving, then we should always count our blessings and think about them. Not just on Thanksgiving in November, and Thursday of November, Thanksgiving Day, but we should always count our blessings. You know what that does for us? It gives us a better attitude. And you know, when things don't go right in life, just remember they can go worse. They could be worse too. It could be worse. I'll never forget, this past summer I was in Wisconsin for Mass and also going to Minnesota. And Father Augustine's father, Bob Walz, wanted to take me fishing. And I'll never pass up an opportunity for fishing. And he got this pontoon boat. This little pontoon boat, but it's a steel, Bishop. This is really a ring digger. It's a steel. We're on the Mississippi River. We're pretty far downriver, and the engine blows out. We don't have an engine. We start to paddle. Now, I tell you, paddling a canoe, it's one thing. Paddling a pontoon boat with a mighty Mississippi against you is another thing. We're paddling our brains out. You know, it got to the point after about 200 yards, I said, this is getting, you know, old. I'm not 20 or 30 right now. I'm in my late 60s or mid-60s. I don't need to do this. Let's just land on shore and we'll walk and get the truck and the trailer. But, you know, when we got to shore, I said, you know, it could have been worse because we had two forks of the Mississippi. And I wanted to be able to go to the other fork where it was better fishing, but the current was more rapid. We'd have been in Louisiana. We'd have been in Louisiana by the time we got that thing landed. So it could have been worse. So you know, when things don't go right, they could have always been worse. And let us remember this. God always has us given things that we can all handle with His help. These are crosses and contradictions in life. I never forget growing up, my parents always pounded in our heads, always say thank you. And I know you've heard this story before, but some of you are new. But my father, he was Lithuanian. My grandparents were Lithuanian. And the Lithuanian word for thank you was achu. Achu. So we go to Grandma's house. She had a nice meal. She had little candies for us. Grandma and Grandpa were always the best. And on the way down the sidewalk, go back to the car, we were saying, achu, achu, achu. And we're like, okay, my parents are saying, okay, enough. We just thought it was so funny. Achu, achu, achu. Got in the car, rolled the windows down, we're driving away. Grandma, Grandpa, achu, achu. We're being crazy. Little kids can be crazy. But the thing is this. If on a human level, we should give thanks to others for their benefits and helps, most importantly, we should always give thanks to God, our ultimate benefactor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.